And good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio is UAS faculty member Joel Marcus. He's new from Homer, and he's assistant professor of fisheries technology at UAS Sitka. Welcome to Morning Edition, Joel.
Hi, Melissa. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
And also welcome to Sitka.
Thank you.
You've been here how long?
A little over 3 weeks now.
Little over 3 weeks. And what exactly do you do at UIS?
So I'm a professor at the Fisheries Technology Program, and I teach fisheries classes, basically. And I teach classes both face-to-face and distance delivered over the internet.
Now, you're part of this. It feels sort of new, UIS Sitka Fisheries Program that just received a pretty hefty grant. What is that program?
So the program's been around since 2004, and last year we moved the program from Ketchikan to Sitka, and the idea was to kind of revamp the program and give it a little bit of a statewide feel. And so we received a $2.5 million Department of Labor grant that is going to help us revamp the program and then also expand it on a statewide basis. And so we've hired these outreach coordinators in rural sort of fisheries related communities all over the state. We have them in one in Bethel, one in Kodiak, one in Homer, one in Ketchikan, and I'm forgetting the fifth one right now, I'm sorry. But so that grant has helped us do that, which helps us one, recruit students into the program, but two, it also helps us develop partners in the industry so that we have a connection to the industry that we're trying to train students to be a part of.
So is this sort of a new approach in fisheries technology?
It definitely is a new approach, this whole statewide basis. I think that the program has focused on, you know, trying to stay abreast of what industry needs so that we're training students and developing students that will meet the needs of industry, but it's something that we're focused a little bit more heavily on recently.
Now, you're a fisheries guy. Have you been in fisheries your entire career?
I have. I got an undergraduate degree in fish and wildlife management from Montana State University, and then I studied marine biology and got a graduate degree from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, where I scuba dove and looked at fish in Ketchumak Bay.
Now, you chose to move from Homer to here. What drew you? What was it about the program, and maybe also what was it about the community?
It was a great opportunity to come here and be a part of this program and really try and build and grow something that I believe in. But also, the community of Sitka has been spectacular from what I've gathered thus far. It's pretty funny every time I tell people that either I'm from Homer or that when I was in Homer that I'm going to Sitka. If you're from Homer and you say, well, if I wasn't going to be in Homer, I would live in Sitka. And people from Sitka say, well, if I wasn't going to be in Sitka, Homer is a place in Alaska that I would consider living.
And how do you feel about Sitka so far?
I'm really excited to be here. You know, I think that October and November might be a little bit different, but the weather hasn't scared me off thus far. And the access to all the wonderful things that Sitka has is great. The ocean and the mountains are right at your back door. There's fishing and diving opportunities and kayaking, and it's great. I'm excited to be here.
Well, what is about fisheries technology that drew you and keeps you teaching and keeps you engaged with this kind of learning?
You know, it's something that I believe in. You know, so many Alaskans earn their livings in some way related to fisheries, and if we can develop good stewards that can make smart decisions as far as management and as far as conservation are concerned, these fisheries should hopefully continue to provide jobs for Alaskans for a lot more years.
And what's your sort of philosophical approach when you teach?
I think that people learn in different ways. You know, all of us, we're not the same. And so just because something makes sense to me doesn't necessarily mean that it makes sense to something else. And so if we can provide information in a couple of different ways to students, I think that it really is beneficial to their learning experience and my teaching experience for that matter.
So students participating in this program will have you as a teacher?
They will, yes.
What kind of classes?
So this this semester we're teaching 5 classes, all offered face-to-face here locally in Sitka. They're also offered distance over the internet, and then asynchronously, which means if we've got a fisherman, let's say, that he's got to go out to sea and go fish because there's an opener and he can't participate in the class, well, the classes are recorded so he can watch that class after the fact and then participate in the discussion groups, or we can communicate a few times a semester and make sure that they're comprehending the material and stuff. But so somebody doesn't necessarily have to have an internet connection to participate in the classes. And so since you asked me what classes, one of the classes that I'm excited about that I'm actually teaching this semester is an Introduction to Fisheries of Alaska course. And each week we're going to look at a different fishery from all over the state. And so like if we were going to look at the Sitka sacro herring fishery, we'd first examine the biology of the particular target species, which would be herring in this case. So we look at the biology. Then we look at, well, how is the fishery fished? And so in this instance, they're fished with large seiners. And so we'd talk about that and the process of seining. Then we look at sort of how the fishery is managed. Managers have to enumerate the fish and set quotas and openers and things. And so how is that done? And then lastly, look at what are some of the things that are happening as far as research is concerned, or what are the things that are new and innovative in that fishery. And so we're going to be doing that each week for a different fishery all over the state. So whether it's here locally in Southeast, or whether it's a Prince William Sound pot cod fish, or Bering Sea pot cod fishery, or Prince William Sound salmon. So each week we're going to be examining a different fishery.
Well, what do you hope students will take away from that particular course?
It's going to be, there'll be a variety of things that they take away, and it'll be something that, I'll be teaching some of these lectures, but I'm hoping to really pull from professionals in those particular fisheries. I'm not a specialist on many of these particular fisheries. I know a lot about them, but if I can draw in the management biologist that deals with the fishery in a particular region, and I can have him talk about management, and I can draw from the fisherman that actually fishes this, I think it'll really be a personal way for students to get information based on these different fisheries that they may potentially one day be either managing or enhancing or interacting with.
Which was my next question. What kind of students are drawn to this program, or what are they going to leave with when they complete the entire program?
So the program, we've got sort of three levels, if you will, or 3 degrees that we're offering. The first is an associate's degree, which is kind of a 2-year program. The second is a certificate program, which is a 1-year. And then this new, one of the things that we're sort of revamping is we're developing this occupational endorsement, which is basically you take 4 classes in fishery-specific things, and you're getting just the skills and techniques necessary to get a job in fisheries. And so these would be students that are looking for entry-level jobs in fisheries, and whether that is fisheries enhancement or hatchery operations or fisheries management. So there's sort of 2 tracks, the fisheries enhancement and fisheries management.
And then the AA, the sort of larger degrees, what can students do with those?
They would have taken classes in both fisheries management and fisheries enhancement. And so, that would be somebody that initially would be getting sort of an entry-level job, but would potentially be looking to move up. We've got students all over the state that have then taken jobs as potentially hatchery managers or something like that. And so it would be something that somebody can move on. And the neat thing, too, is that all of these degrees are, we're calling them stackable. So you get you take one little bite out, and you say, wow, I'm still interested in this. I want to move forward. So then you can move on from the occupational endorsement to the certificate. And then if you want to continue on, you get the associate's degree, and that's still not enough for you. The degree will actually transfer into the UAF fisheries program as well, which is a 4-year bachelor's degree.
Right, and when you were talking about how this program is basically transportable because you can participate fully online, and if you're a fisherman out, on the fishing grounds, you can do it. Mm-hmm. So do you anticipate that maybe some fishermen may be enrolling in this course to transition into interacting with fisheries in maybe a different way, or?
And one of the things that I've been thinking about personally is how do we interact with that audience? And a lot of the fishermen that I've talked to, more and more it is becoming the fisherman's responsibility to advocate for their own personal fishery. And so by taking potentially some of these courses or even getting a degree in this, I just feel like it makes a fisherman a better educated person as far as how, you know, what are some of the things that are taking place in their fishery? How are the fisheries managed? And it makes them a better advocate for that particular user group. And so that's one audience. That's only one audience.
So those who use the resource can benefit by being more educated about the resource and helping conserve their livelihood.
And then advocate for themselves and be able to say, you know, I fish this fishery for myself and I understand how management is concerned. And, you know, then they can, you know, make an argument for different allocation decisions.
That sounds very interesting. And then also perhaps interesting for, you know, a young person just coming out of high school, too, who's looking for some direction and is interested in fisheries.
Exactly. This is a, you know, a great way for somebody that is either coming out of high school or still in high school. There's a dual enrollment program. Students in high school can take fisheries classes. I actually have a section of that Introduction to Fisheries of Alaska class that I'm offering just for high school students. And so if somebody's interested in that, they can dual enroll and get high school credit and college credit for it as well.
So lots of opportunities for people to become in this revamped, re-energized fisheries program. And it looks like you are raring to go because your eyes just shine when you talk about this.
Yeah. And that's something that I hope that I not only convey here, but I'm able to convey to the students face-to-face and on the internet too.
Great. Well, Joel, how can people connect with this fisheries program or connect with you?
They can call me directly. My phone number is 747-7760, or they can call the university at 747-7700 if they have any other questions or just want to talk fisheries.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks, Melissa.
We've been speaking with Joel Marcus, Assistant Professor of Fisheries Technology at UAS Sitka. He's new from Homer and really excited about the program.